4 years ago, a couple of friends dropped out of their small Midwestern college and went to San Diego. They wanted to make it big in the music industry. The band Augustana has been touring almost nonstop ever since. Augustana has just released their second album, Can't Love, Can't Hurt. This is a bit of the first single from the CD, called Sweet and Low. In just a couple minutes, we'll hear an acoustic version here in NPR Studio 4A, played by a couple of the band members. Dan Leas is Augustana's frontman and songwriter. Hey.
How are you?
And Chris Sockleben plays guitar and sings backup. Thanks for being here.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Dan, I know a lot of people who started college bands with their friends, but I don't know many who dropped out and actually decided to go try to make it big. Was that a tough decision?
Actually, it wasn't a very tough decision because I probably would have failed out of school if we didn't drop out. So it was kind of like quitting before you get fired kind of a thing.
What did your parents say when you told them you were going to go try to make it big as a rock star?
They were actually pretty excited, you know. I mean, they're really great. They just wanted to support me. And I think they knew that there was at least some basis of, I don't know, if it was talent, but it was at least something that, you know, I wasn't going like, hey, I'm going to go try and be an architect, Dad, you know, because they both knew, obviously, I was not going to be an architect. So I think they understood that I could play music and that it wasn't something like throwing away my life maybe or something, you know.
Well, tell us about the first single from this new CD. The song's called Sweet and Low.
I guess when I was writing the song, I was thinking about something my wife would say to me when I'm on the road or you know, kind of when the storm's coming kind of a thing, you know. And I think sort of the moral of the story, I guess, is even through the ups and downs and the peaks and valleys of a relationship, you know, and of love, I think kind of having that person there through all those times is important, you know.
Will you play it for us?
Yeah, we'd love to, yeah.
Go, anyone you meet. Remember that your eyes can be your enemies. I said, well, hell is so close and heaven's out of reach. But I ain't giving up quite yet. I've got too much to lose. Hold me down, sweet and low, little girl. Hold me down, sweet and low, now. Carry you home. Hold me down, sweet and low, little girl. Hold me down, and I'll carry you home. Rain is gonna fall, the sun is gonna shine. Wind is gonna blow, the water's gonna rise. She said, when that day comes, look into my eyes. No one's giving up quite yet, we've got too much to lose. Hold me down, sweet and low, little girl. Hold me down, sweet and low, now we'll carry you. Hold me down, sweet and low, little girl. Hold me down, and I'll carry you all the way. When you say you're fine, but you're still young and out of line, and all I need is to turn around to make it last, to make it count. Ain't gonna make the same mistakes that put my mama in her grave. I don't wanna be alone. Hold me down, sweet and low, little girl. Hold me down, sweet and low, and I will carry you home. Hold me down, sweet and low, little girl. Hold me.
That's Sweet and Low, Dan Leas and Chris Sockleben of Augustana here in NPR Studio 4A, along with backup vocals from Augustana's John Vincent. I gotta say, you know, hearing the CD right up against the live version, I kind of get the sense that you guys are being marketed as this rock band, like the next U2 or the next Coldplay, but it feels like you've got this bluegrass soul underneath.
Yeah, I don't know. We honestly, with the music that we were sort of raised with, and I think the music that we all love today and are influenced by today, it's like you said, it's like bluegrass and country and Americana.
So is your next album going to be bluegrass?
No, but I would definitely say we're not going to be afraid of stepping out of the box as far as like what you were saying, as far as the way that it's probably being heard. But you know, it's no one's fault but our own. You know, we need to be competitive, and I think that's something that's natural. I want to be at the level of those other bands, and it has to be something that can be heard by, you know, a massive amount of people, which, you know, a lot of music like that isn't, you know. And but maybe somewhere down the road, I would love to see, you know, I think a lot of the songwriting is definitely going in that direction.
This is Augustana's Sweet and Low cover.
I noticed that your website has a contest for people to record themselves singing Sweet and Low and post it on YouTube.
It does.
And so you can go online and literally see dozens of people of varying degrees of talent performing your music. How does that feel?
It's a weird thing, definitely. We weren't actually too crazy about the contest. We're like, I mean, the song's only been around for about 2 months. I don't know if I want somebody to outdo us, you know.
Somebody
could step it up above our level of talent. I don't know.
The big single off your first album was called Boston. That song kind of bounced around for a long time until it was on television, and then it just propelled you guys to fame. Tell me about the role that TV has played in your career. Chris?
It's helped us a lot, for sure. Like, VH1 gave us a lot of support with that video.
But, I mean, it's kind of unusual, isn't it, for a single to come out, and then months and months and months later,
yes,
it pops up in a show like Scrubs, and suddenly everybody's playing it everywhere.
Yeah.
It's a weird process, especially when it's your first record, I think, you know, and there's so many bands coming out of the gates at the same time, you know, and there's so many people trying to get that same spot on Grey's Anatomy and that same spot on Scrubs, or, you know, that same You Oughta Know on VH1. Like, all, I mean, there's probably a million bands gunning for that, you know. With that song specifically, it was just a really long run, and it just sort of slowly traveled along. It wasn't ever, I don't think, like in the fast lane, but it was definitely, it was just kind of cruising, and it made its way down the road, which I was really, I mean, we're like beyond fortunate. I can't believe that we have a song that actually did that.
Oh, yeah. She said, I think I'm going to Boston. I think I'll start a new life. I think I'll start it.
Dan, when you were in college, I understand you were studying Christian music, and then you left to start Augustana, which is a secular band. How does religion inform the way you write your songs and make your music?
Actually, it's funny. I've actually never been asked that question before, which is
really
crazy. As far as, yeah, nobody's ever talked about sort of the college that we went to.
Tell me the name of the college again.
It's called Greenville College. It was like a private Christian school. I grew up in San Diego, and John did as well, and a lot of the guys in the band grew up with, I think Jared's dad was a pastor, and we were all sort of, how am I going to say this without offending people? the way I almost feel like I was sort of like spiritually taken advantage of, I guess you could say. I look back now, and I'm just like, how did I actually think that was normal, or that was okay to say, like, this is how it is, and this is how the world works, and I'm 16 and I know it, you know what I mean? And going into college, I was still sort of in that state of mind, and there were still, you know, I still had a lot of friends and a lot of adults around me that were just like, you know, this is how the world works, you know. Got to college, and life just kind of started happening, and I started seeing things, what I feel like was a little bit more clear, and I've definitely completely abandoned that way of thought, and it's part of that journey was definitely going to a school like that and you know, hooking up with friends and stuff that sort of were feeling the same way.
Even though you've left the formal religious practice behind, is there still a spirituality that underlies your music, do you think?
I think what happened is, I think just the way that I put the same passion into that back then, I think I still have that same drive or whatever that passion is, and I think I have a much more positive and realistic place to put it now, which is my wife and my daughter and our music. And I think writing songs and just being able to love my family like that is just, it's more than enough for me.
Well, before we say goodbye and ask you to play us out with some music, I want to thank you guys all for being here. Dan Lais is the frontman songwriter for the band Augustana. Dan, thanks a lot.
Thank
Chris
you.
Chris Sockleben playing backup guitar and vocals. Thanks, and John Vincent also here singing backup. Thanks, John.
Thank you.
What would you like to play us out with?
This is a song that's on our new record. It's called Fire. No, it don't come easy. No, it don't come fast. Lock me up inside your garden. Take me to the riverside. Fire burning me up. Desire taking me so much higher.
You can hear more songs performed by Augustana in NPR Studio 4A and see YouTube videos of people covering Sweet and Low. It's all on our website, npr.org/music. Our feature on Augustana was produced by Ned Wharton and recorded by Neil Tivolt. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Ari Shapiro.